Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin on daf Nun Aleph. As we continue our travels through the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin, we've had another month or so to Seder Nashim. And then we get to the whole new world, Reh Hashem, of the Babas. Okay, but every day in Kiddushin is a whole new world as well. So let us get to where we're up to. Ba'amineh daf Nun Amabez. Ba'amineh, about six lines up from the Mishnah. Just one ha'ara on the last line that we said yesterday. We discussed about Sivlonos. If the chassan sends the kala Sivlonos presents before the marriage, after the marriage, it depends where it's done. So the last case was maybe, or even in a case where most people have kiddushin first and then ksuba, and then emiyat have ksuba, and then most people have kiddushin and then send Sivlonos, and then emiyat has Sivlonos and then kiddushin. So you might think you're choshish for the emiyat that if you see Sivlonos done, so then they're not married. Kamash Balan, we pointed out that Tosfos notes that this is unusual, that you have a Ma'od Tema, usually Ma'od Tema, and therefore you should be more Machmir. But here Tosfos says, no, this Ma'od Tema is Lakula, and you find some examples like this in Shas. The Sharm Sian of Alacha notes here, we're going to have a few of his comments today, that usually Bizman Azeh, this whole discussion was about Sivlonos versus Kiddushin, Bizman Azeh, what do we have? Sometimes we have Sivlonos, like during engagement, right? So you have Sivlonos, but nobody's choshesh that that's Kiddushin. So you have to know, based on society, based on what people do, so that's, it'll depend. So this halacha, you know, might not be the exact same thing today, because it might depend on exactly what people do of that society. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, Bar Minei Rav Acha, Bar Rav Huna Mei Rav. Let's say a woman comes into the shuk and she's holding her ksuba. Mahu. So do we say that she's married? She has a ksuba. Right? We know that a ksuba is not a marriage document. Ksuba is a list of the obligations that a husband, you know, commits to his wife now and forever. So do we say, though, but a ksuba has to do with marriage, so the is written generally in proximity to the marriage. So do we say the fact that she's holding a ksuba, that she's married? Yesterday she was a pnuya. Answers Rava, just because she's holding a ksuba, does that mean she's married? So he obviously feels no. Just because she has a ksuba, maybe it was written beforehand. So that's why he said they're not married. It's my havila. What do we hold? What do we hold? So Amar Ravashi biyasur the mekachi v'hadur kasvi ksuba chashina, and in a place where first they did kiddushin and then they wrote the ksuba, then you're choshesh, because if she had the ksuba, it must be the kiddushin took place already. Kasvi v'hadur mekachi, if they wrote the ksuba before kiddushin, lo chashinan, we're not choshesh. So they ask the Gemara, mekachi v'hadur kasvi pshita. Obviously, if it's in a place where they do kiddushin and they write the ksuba, and now she's holding the ksuba, for sure they're married. So lo tzricha tulo shchiach safra. Now maybe it's a case where sofrim aren't always readily available. So therefore what? Ma'o detema safra hu disrami. She's holding a ksuba. Maybe they plan to get married in a month from now, but they didn't know whether the sofer was going to be there in a month or not. So therefore, they just chopped him while they can. He happened to be in town now, so they wrote the ksuba, but really they're not married, even though it's a place where usually they do the kiddushin before the ksuba. Kamash Milan, you don't have to worry about that, and if she has a ksuba, and it's in a place where they first do kiddushin, you can assume that she is married. Good. There might be, again, this is all seems to be about umdana, and we're guessing if she has a ksuba, do we say that they're married or not? Maybe it also has a little bit to do with the nature of ksuba. Is ksuba itself part of, you know, it's not a marriage document, but is in any way connected to kiddushin itself or nisuin? If you remember, we mentioned that the rat machlokas in the beginning of ksuba is davyud, where the ksuba is darais or ksuba is darabanan. So we pass ksuba is darabanan. Yet, all the Rishonim note that in our ksuba, we say the lashon of the chazi lechemi daraisa. The money that's right to you be daraisa. So some Rishonim say, oh, that means money that is money recognized be daraisa, but it doesn't mean he has to give a ksuba be daraisa. And others give different, so others say take out the line. So, but one idea, the Rav Rosenzweig suggested, that we brought in many rias to this, we mentioned an article in the Beis Yitzchak, that even if the details of ksuba are derabanan, but the idea of ksuba and the commitment is daraisa, and it's part of connected to the marriage. Because if you look at the Rambam in the Koterot, the Hilchos Ishus, what's the mitzvah? Rambam Paskus, remember, against the Rush, that marriage is a mitzvah, not just puravu. It's not a hashem of marriage. So what's the mitzvah? So the Rambam writes, Lisa Isha, b'ksuba v'kiddushin. That's how he defines the mitzvah. So what does ksuba have to do with it? Ksuba is drabanan. To get married with ksuba and kiddushin. Right? So, and then the Isser. Shelo tibayil isha below ksuba b'kiddushin. What do you mean? Living with your wife without a ksuba is an Isser d'Rabbanan. What's he talking about? But yet, he feels the need to mention in the koteret, in the title of the mitzvahs, mentions ksuba. So there might be some type of ksuba connection, even d'Araisa. Right? And he says, also, he says later on that just because there's no ksuba, don't think that they're not married. As if we would think such a thing. So, you know, it sounds like that there is some type of connection between the ksuba and the marriage, even though the details are the Rabbanan, but that is the issue of the Rambam. Maybe that's something behind this discussion here as well. If she's holding a ksuba, what do we assume? Okay.
What's her taina in all this?
What's her taina? She says, I'm married.
She says,
let's say she says she's married. Right, we're going to have later on, though, on Daf Samachay. Even if the husband and the wife both say they're married, they're not married unless we know for sure, unless they're Edom. So here, even if they both say they're married, we're not going to trust them unless it's a case where we assume that the marriage was done, like if Kedushin happens first.
What's her incentive to say that she's married? I'm not sure what her incentive is. Is it, she's Nishtuk, she has a ksuba, and what, somebody else wants to be in Kaddish?
She has a ksuba, okay, yeah. You know, let's say the Kedushin from somebody else. Do we assume that she's married to the first guy? That's always the nafka mina given. Next Mishnah. I go over to a mother and daughter and I'm a Kaddish them as one. Meaning, what does the Rashi say? I go over to a mother and daughter and I go over to my neighbors and I say, you're both married to me. So what's the halacha? You can't be married to a mother and a daughter at the same time. If I go over to two unrelated women, that's fine, as long as they give enough money, because, you know, you can be married to these two unrelated women. But if I go over to two related women, a mother and a daughter, or two sisters, you can't be married to two sisters, two brothers can be married to two sisters, but one person can be married to two sisters, he goes over and says, you're married to me, and in Kodesh is neither of them. The marriage doesn't work for either of them. Umaisa, we'll see why in the Gemara. Umaisa, b'chabis nashim, is a case about five women. There were five women, two of them were sisters. And a man gathered a basket of figs. The figs actually belonged to the women. And happened to be the year of Shemitah. Why are these details important? We'll have to see. Not today. And he says, all of you are married to me with this basket of dates. And one of them accepted the dates for all of them, with the figs for all of them. The sisters are not married. In other words,
the other three are.
The other three are married. The sisters are not married. Because again, you can't marry the two sisters at once. So therefore, that part falls away. And we don't say, Nimsa, Chelek, Mehan, Pasol, then the whole thing falls away. The other ones, are still married. Thank you. Okay, says the Gemara, Minani Mili. So what's the makar? What's the makar if you go over to two sisters, or a mother and a daughter, that you're not married to either of them? What's the makar? So 2 days in the Gemara. First, we try to quote a pasuk. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama says, interesting that in the Pirush of Mishnayos, the Rambam quotes Rabbi Bar Chama, even though it doesn't seem to be the accepted opinion in the Gemara, but that's the one he quotes in Pirush of Mishnayos. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, to Amar Kra, it's a pasuk. The Isha El Achosa Lo Sikach Litzror, wife, a woman, and the sister, one should not take Litzror to bind to them. But we darshin HaTorah Amra, the Torah says, B'shashan Asu Tzaros Zulazu, at a moment when women become Tzaros, meaning co-wives to each other, meaning at the moment that he's trying to marry both of them, Lo Yeh Lo Likuchen Afilu Ba'achas Mehen. That's Lo Sikach Litzror, Lo Sikach. It shouldn't be a Likuchen, it shouldn't be a marriage, Litzror, at the time that they're becoming Tzaros Zulazu. So it's a drasha. A drasha from a pasuk is the mocker. So he asks the Gemara, that doesn't work. Amalei Arava. Rava says, no, it can't be. Ihachi, if it's true. Hainu Tosip. But what is the pasuk regarding that case say? V'nichrus ranafashos ha'osos b'karev amam. That this kares, if you live with your wife's sister. So what do you mean? Ikidushon lo tafsi ba kares mimachayiv. But if the case of the pasuk is a case where you tried to marry them both at the same time, and therefore it didn't work, so why you chayiv kares then? Neither, you're not married to either of them. So they're both penuyas. So it shouldn't be chayiv kares. So, Karis b'machayiv. So therefore, Ela Amar Rava, Rava says a different shot. It's not based on a pasuk, it's based on a svara. Kra, b'zachar zeh. The pasuk that we quoted is talking about the case of zachar zeh, meaning you married one woman, and you're fully married. And then you try to marry her sister, so that's an Isser Karis. And masnisan, but our Mishnah, which you try to do them at once, kid the Rabba. It's like the sheet of Rabba, Dama Rabba, as Rabba says, Kol she'eino b'zeh harzeh, afilu b'bas achas eino. The principle of Rabbah that says, if you anything that you cannot do one after another, if it doesn't work one after another, it doesn't work at the same time either. Right? That's the shita of Rabbah. If you try to do something, if I can't marry my wife's sister after I marry my wife, so that if I try to marry both of them at the same time, neither of them work. That's Rabbah's principle. Kol she'eino b'zeh harzeh, afilu b'bas achas eino. Period. 2 points on this principle. 3 points, maybe. The Tosas Rid. First, the Tosas Rid says, 1 minute. Don't we have a principle of Ein Isser Chal Aliser? We have a principle discussed. We're going to discuss it, hopefully, better more at the end of Maseches Kedushin. Ein Isser Chal Aliser. One Isser cannot be Chal on another Isser. If something's already Aser to me, it can't become more Aser. Unless, right, there are 3 ways it can be. One of the 3 ways that we say Isser Chal Aliser is Isser Bas Achas. If they're Chal at the same time, so then it does work. Then it does work, right? When I get married, at the same, let's say, my brother marries my sister. I'm sorry, my brother marries my wife's sister. So it ends up two brothers marrying two sisters. Then what it talks about. To me, now that woman was already Achos Isha, does she become Eishes Ish also? So that's a Shaila because that's one after another. But if two Isurim are Chal at the same time, then we say Isur Chal Isur. Various cases given. So ask for Tosfos Rid, what do you mean? But how do you say that? We just said, if it can't be Chal Zachar Zeh, it can't be Chal Basachas. That undermines the whole principle of Basachas. Ra'isi Makshin Bazeh. Hari Isurim da Amridan Ein Isur Chal Isur. Ve'isnu Basachas. Tebe Isur Basachas. Chayiv Shtayim. So answers the Tosfos Rid. Let's see what he says and let's figure out what he means. Ve'ein Zeh Kushi Shaklum. It's not a kash. Something that a person answers himself. Kagon kidushe aachios, vahamaisros. Kidushe, right, get marriage. And saying something that has kudushas meiser. Bein meiser, dogged by meiser, hated vlach by toda. Any of the cases that we're going to talk about in the next Dalmud. Yesh lomar zu asvara. By cases where the person is in control of the iser, where he creates the iser, then you can say this principle. To bahai dein iser, chalal iser, bebnei shekvaru muzav yomed. If you created one iser, you can't create another iser on this. Kagon eishes ach, marchach nasas achuzisha. Right? My brother's wife. And then it becomes my wife's sister. If I marry two brothers, marry two sisters. Oh, achuzish v'achach nasa eishes ach. Aval kishaboyim biyachad. But if they're both eishes ish and eishes ach, if they come together, chayef shnayim, dahiminayim afkis. Which one are you going to say is no good? Right? V'im tomar kol shenim, and then he quotes, that's the answer. What does this mean? So the way Rav Shaftar explained this, this Tosas Rid, was that, whenever there's a chalos that's, we've had this chiluk before, but whenever there's a chalos that's created by you, so that's when this principle applies. You cannot create an Isser at the same time if you cannot create it one after another. But if it's a chalos that's chal memela, that it happens, is the Torah says it's Isser, so then we say that you can have an Isser chal bebas achas. Right? We add that chiluk by shlichus and by tanai, you can only make a shlich on that you're in control of. By chalitza, the heter is memela. That's what the Gemara says, you can't make a shlich on chalitza. You can't make a tanai on chalitza, because that's not something that you create. By kiddushin, by gerushin, you do create. So that's the answer the Tosfos Rid gives here to that question. That's question one. Second idea is also in Rav Shechter, in the first page of Bikvei Hatzon, the first Amud. He says, he quotes the Rav, or Salvechik, who says, what's the pshat of this line that you can't be Makadosh two sisters at once, and that even though it can't work Zerach HaZeh, therefore it can't work with Basachas? So he says, it's something specific to Kiddushin. It's going to apply elsewhere, but by Kiddushin it has a special pshat. And that is, what is Kiddushin? Kiddushin inherently is, to be mekadesh achos ishto, to kaimelon ain kedushin tosin ba'arayos, ain ze bebnei she'isha asher he erva ain in etzaisas b'chalos isos. Doesn't just mean that there's no tefisas kedushin by achos isha. Ela shegeder alacha bazehu she'i efshe lios la'adam da'as shekazeh. It's impossible for a person to have the da'as to marry two people that he can't be married to one after another. Lekadesh as achos isha. U'memele yesh lomar, therefore we say if a person is trying to marry them two at the same time, there's a tarti desasri in his da'as. You can't be married to these two people, and therefore, whenever there's a tie to disaster, we see the whole thing falls apart. And that's why they're not married. She's tied to disaster with Das Adam, but Ladaita Mikovachov, and Echshav Kai Gavna, Kimikadish Beli Das. If you get married without having proper Das, so then we say, it doesn't work. He says, maybe that's Pshat of Reb Chaim. What Reb Chaim? Gotta look at Reb Chaim in Hilchos Nedarim. We quoted this Reb Chaim at the end of Maseches Nedarim. The Rambam says, let's say if I say to my wife who made a Neder, Kiyem Umufalach. Right, your neder is mekuyam. I say it's good. Umufar and I'm mefer at the same time. Kim umufar lach. So what's the halacha? So the Rambam says bebasachas it's mekuyam. If I say kim muvelach, it's mekuyam. So ask the Magen Mishnah, ask all the Mefarshim, one second. Don't we have a principle of koshein b'zechazefil b'zachazeino? Meaning, if I can't do something one after another, I can't do it at the same time. So if I go to my wife's nether and I say, I'm mekayim your nether, it's good. I can no longer be made for it. I can no longer be made for it. So when I do them at the same time, they should both fall away. It shouldn't be mekuyam, it shouldn't be mufar. It should be like it was beforehand. Why does Rabban Paskin and Hilchos Adarim, Perakid Gimel, Lacha Chafbeis, why does he say that if you do Kiyam and Hafar at the same time, it is Mekuyam? So says Reb Chaim, maybe the principle of Kol Shein B'Zachazeh doesn't apply to Hafar and Hatara. Why? Because when does Kol Shein B'Zachazeh, what is that principle about? It's about Halacha. It's about if I can't do A and then B because there's a Halacha that's being violated. Meaning, I try to marry my wife's sister after I'm married to my wife. Why can't I? Because Halacha says I can't. Halacha says I can't marry my wife's sister if I already married my wife. But what about a case where I go to my wife's nether and I'm made for my wife's nether? And then I try to be mekayim it afterwards. Is that a problem of Halacha? Halachically, because you're already made for it, therefore you can't be mekayim it. Says the Reb Chaim, no. It's because once you're made for a nether, it doesn't exist anymore. It's not there. If something's not there, that's why you can't be mekayim it. Not because kol shein b'zachazeh afilu b'zachazeino. It's just because it doesn't exist. That's not the principle of kol shein b'zachazeh. Kol shein b'zachazeh only applies to halachic impediments and not to mitzius, reality impediments. So that's the that's Reb Chaim on the principle of kol shein b'zachazeh afilu b'zachazeino. Okay. You might say something similar, I thought maybe similar to Reb Chaim, and that is kiddushin by definition is supposed to bring you closer. But maybe we'll get to that in Tosfos in a minute. We'll say something more. If Kedushin is not bringing you closer, so then it's anti-definitional to the Kedushin, therefore it doesn't exist. Therefore it falls away. But maybe we'll get to that a little bit more in the Tosfos coming up. What? Bon Kechad. Gidiv Yadav Bon Kechad. You have to see how that works out. Okay. One more final pshat. I said there were three things. There's the Tosfos Rid, and there's Reb Chaim connected to what the pshat said, and finally the Ran. The Ran here notes, why is this different? We say, the Gemara says in Maseches Tumura, if I go over to an animal and say, Harizu Tumuras Ola, Harizu Tumuras Shlamim. Right? If I say that it has Kedusha, right? So, and even though once you say it has part Kedusha of this and part Kedusha of that, even though if you say Harizu Tumuras Ola first, and then you try to change it to a Shlamim, that's called the Isser of Tumura. And that doesn't work. So what's the difference between the cases? So it says the Ran on Daf Chav Beis on Aleph in the Daf Arif. If you try to say it's both. Avakad b'zachazeh doesn't work. Why? They're shiny. The efshar l'shneim l'chub b'zachas. Really, you can make this animal half and half. You could sell it and make it half an ol and half a shlamim. So animal inherently can be both. A woman cannot be married to two men, and two sisters cannot be married to the same man. So that's why it's different. Anything that could be chal, really half and half, would work. And that's what we're going to see again on the next Amud as well. Okay, that's Rabba's principle. Kol she'ein b'zachar zeh, if it can't happen one after another, then it can't happen at the same time either. So, Eisvei Abaya asks. We have a couple of kashas on this principle. Hamar bebemeiser peirosa. Hamar bebemeiser. If somebody takes off more meiser than he's supposed to, we know truma does not have a shear from the Torah. 140th, 150th, 160th are all suggested for a mita benoni tzaddik rasha. But really, as we said, chita achas pateras esakri. We're going to have that actually later on in about a week, right? One chita is gets rid of it. So truma, there's no shir b'daraisa. Meiser, there is meiser, hence the name eser, right? A tenth. So let's say you took off more. Let's say you were supposed to take off 10%, you took off 20%. That's the case that Rashi gives. So what's the halacha? Peirosa of misukanim. So your fruit are fine, meaning it's not tevel anymore. The meiser, right, you took off the meiser, and therefore it's no longer tevel in your field. But then what you give to the levi, you meisosa mikukalin. But what the meiser, in quotes, that you gave to the levi is problematic. Because in here, you have meiser, which is the tenth, and the extra tenth somewhere in here is still tevel. Because you didn't take off meiser from that section, right? You didn't designate it as this is the meiser for that, and that's not tevel anymore. So therefore, it's mukul kalin. So ask the Gemara 1 minute, v'amai. Why is this? Neima kol shein b'zachazeh afilu b'zachazeino. You should say it doesn't work. Why? Because if I go to my field on Sunday and take off meiser 10%, and then I go to my field on Monday and say, okay, this is also meiser, it's meaningless. I already took off meiser. So it doesn't work one after another. So it shouldn't work at the same time either. And just say, neither are meiser. You should say, peirosa, not misukan. You should say, the whole thing is still tavel. It didn't work. Answers the Gemara, no. Amar lei, shiny meiser. No, meiser, peiros is different. Why? Because it's possible that what you meant by taking off 20% is really that every half a kernel it has kedushas meiser. You don't mean, so you don't have half of the grains or meiser and half, excuse me, are not meiser, but really it's isla chatzoim. The amar tiskadish palga de chitza kitsha, right? Because if you say you should be mekadish every half a piece of wheat, it's kadosh, no? So the Ritva says, as if he said it, and therefore that's why it would work here. And it, why? Because it can work, bebas achas. It can work. Maybe you only took off 10%. We can look at it halachically as if you only took off 10%, and you weren't marbe meiser, and that's why it would work. But it's still a problem for the maisrosa mikul kalin, because in here you have half grains that are teva. Next, the hare meiser. Try to let's meiser behema. Okay, forget meiser. Dagan, we finished that. What about Maiser Behema? The Lekha Lachatzon. What's the Maiser Behema? Every 10th sheep, right? I put through the fence, which we'll talk about more in a second. And the Lekha Lachatzon, you can't give half a sheep to the Kohen. Maiser Behema is, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Lekha Lachatzon, right? Maiser Behema, there's a question whether you give it to the Kohen or not. There's no Pasuk Beferish. Then it goes, Bechor goes to the Kohen. There's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, I think. It talks about the Netziv points out that it goes to the Kohen lechatchila, but really it's not. It's just you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. So very meiser behema to leka lechatzon v'leka. Right? What do we say in Karbanis every day? What should we say in Karbanis every day? Right? What do we say at the end of Ezeil Mekoman? Right? We have all the different Karbanis, and in the last one we talk about we throw in the Bechor v'meiser v'pesach. Right? Chachim kalim she does b'chavaka bazar. The shechid is anywhere. V'dama da matanach. They only need one zrika. But their eating is different. Habachar nechal kohanim, v'ha'maiser lechal adam. So b'feirush, you see that the bachar is only but kohanim, and the maiser is everybody. Because is there lechatchila? That's the netziv. The netziv at the end of Pashas B'chukosai notes that maybe there's lechatchila to give it to the kohen. But other than that, we say not. Anyways, you have maiser here. So maiser behema d'leka lechatzam aleka b'zachar zeh. You can't give half a behema, and it's not b'zachar zeh. You can't make a zachar zeh. Meaning after you declare one of your animals the tenth. After that, you can't declare another one of your animals the tenth. And yet, v'yomar Rava, we know that halacha is yatsu shnayim basiri v'karan asiri. And let's say both of them go out. Or how do you give meiser behema? You send one animal out of the little hole in the fence, and the second animal, and the third animal, and fourth animal. Let's say number two of them went out. Number 10, you took out 9, and then two of them go out at the exact same time. And the Ritva says this is according to the opinion that that's possible. F. Charlotte Samtsame, as it's called. It's possible that two things happen at the exact same moment. So, let's say they both go out at the same time. Vikaran Asiri, Asiri Vacharasar, Vikaran Asiri, comma, right? And you called them both the 10th. So what's the halacha? Asiri Vacharasar, Muravin Zebazet. So the 10th and the 11th, the 10th and the 11th is really mixed up in this too. And Rashi explains what you have to do. One of them's a Shlomim. But what do you see? Again, something that doesn't work one after another works for Basachas. Kashan Rabba answers the Gemara. No, shiny Maisa Behema. Again, Maisa Behema is different. The Isa Batos. We already know that Maisa Behema is easier for something to become Meiser, because even if you make a mistake, they both have the status of Meiser. There's not, because the Mishnah says there in Bechoros, Karol Tashi Asir. Maybe you made a mistake. What if you call number 9, 10? Ula Asiri Tashi. And then you call number 10, 9. And then ulachadasar kara asiri, and then you call number 11 to get 10 because you started again. Shlashta mukudashin, they all have klushas meiser, right? So if you see it's betoas, even if you make a mistake. So if you see it's even if you make a mistake, so that's where there's more flexibility in terms of that. So even if asachas might work, I thought that I always mentioned. I think every time meiser behema comes up in the Gemara, so those out there, I'm sure in my shul I've heard it, in my former shul have heard it, but those might not have heard it yet. It's always worthwhile to mention Rav Pam. Rav Pam, one time somebody came to Rav Pam. Rav Pam was asking him for tzedakah, he should give to the yeshiva, and he says, you know, it's a lot of money. But he quotes this story, not for Rav Pam, he quotes a story from Rav Blazer Gordon, Rav Shiva of Tells in Lithuania. So one time he went to a wealthy industrialist, and, you know, Rav Gordon asked him for a certain amount, and he says, that much? I don't know if I could give that much. So Rav Gordon says, let me ask you a question. You know the halacha meiser behema? He says, sure. He says, what's the halacha? What do? You send them through the little hole in the fence, and you count 1, 2, 3. But, the 10th one, you put a red paint on, and then you give it. Yes, Rav Pam, wouldn't it be easier? Yes, Rav Laser Gordon. Wouldn't it be easier just to count up all your animals, and then figure out what 10% is, and then give that amount to the going? You have 1,000 animals, so give 100 of it. You have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Just give 10% of your animals. You have to go this whole ceremony for you. He says, you know why? Because sometimes it's hard to give tzedakah. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do? 1 for me. 2 for me. 3 for me. 9 for me? Okay, 1 for Hashem. one for me, two, nine for me, right? You have a thousand animals, 100 I have to give. If you count as many as you get, and then get the Kodesh Baruch. So, Laser Gordon got him to give the staka. That's the message of Maisa Behema. Realize what we have. Weiter, third wide line, Bahari Toda. So what about Karbat Toda? The less of a Toda. So Karbat Toda, you don't have betalas, meaning we know a Karbat Toda goes with, you have to bring with 40 loaves. If you bring 40 loaves, and then the next day you want to give more loaves to the Karbat Toda, so it doesn't work. It's not b'zachar zeh, v'lesen ha'vi b'zachar zeh, and it doesn't work by mistake, and not at one after another, v'itmar, and yet we know, toda shish chadal shmonim chalos, let's say you shecht your toda with 80 loaves, you're supposed to only get 40, 30 are matzah, 10 are chametz, right, that's why you don't bring a carbon toda on Erev Yom Kippur, or an Erev Pesach, or on Cholamoy Pesach, Cholamoy Tzukis, you say Mizmel Soda, right, but on Cholamoy Pesach you don't. Right, because it didn't in the chametz. Didn't in the chametz. So let's say you have a toda that you shall on 80 loaves. So chizki amar kachil arba midach shmonim. 40 out of these 80 have kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo kachil arba midach shmonim. Rabbi Yochanan says no, none of them. So it's a kasha on chizkiya. How can chizkiya say it wouldn't work b'zachar zeh? So why does it work even b'bas achas? So lavid merala amar Reb Shimon Levi. No, didn't Reb Shimon Levi explain the machlokas as follows? Hakol modim kol echad amar kachil arba midach shmonim kachi. If the person would have said 40 out of these 80 loaves should be kodesh with kedushas karban toda, that works. Lo yikdashu arbam ela imkeit kachi shmonim lo kachi. If he says the only way this is going to work if all 80 are kodesh, then for sure it does not work because of Rabbah's principle. Lo nechle guela b'stam. The machloka says if he doesn't say anything, he just says kachi these. He brings these 80 loaves. He doesn't specify what he means. So mar savar rechizkiya holds l'achrayis kamachavin. Really, he means 40, but he wants the other 40 to be achrayis, to be, you know, if something happens to the first 40, these will be backup. Umar, and therefore the first 40 are kosher, are kadosh. Umar savar l'karben galdu kamachavin. And the Rabbi Yochanan says no, he has kavana for 80 loaves, and if it doesn't work, Karban Toda only has 40 loaves, not 80 loaves, and therefore that's why it wouldn't work. Let's just finish for a minute. For Rava, Lama Lishniya Karaba. Why did Rava originally? Rava was the one in the previous Amma that brought in Shitas Rava. Why is he quoting Rava? Typically, Kedusha Shibisur and Labia Ninu. Why doesn't he quote Lishita so as we're about to have a major machlokas that this marriage is not Masa Labia? Meaning, if I go to two sisters and say, you're both married to me, I can't live with either of them. I can't be with either of them, and Rav is going to hold in a minute that Kedushin, that does not create a heter bia, so therefore it's not a Kedushin. Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia, right? It's not a Kedushin. So why didn't he just quote that? Why did he have to quote the Rabbah? Quote his own Shita. So Lodvar Rabbi Bar Chama Kamar. So no, he's answering for Rabbi Bar Chama, whose Pasuk was knocked out right after the Mishnah. So that's what he quoted, the extra Makar, but he, extra Svar. But in Chinami, he could have quoted his own Svar. The Ritva here just adds about Karban Toda. Why don't we say, right, the Gemara says, Toda is not Batoa, it's not B'Zachar Zeh. What about Chatzoin? Could Toda be Chatzoin? Why can't we just say this Toda is different because half of the loaves? The answer is it can't be. Because the Gemara says in Menachos that we know out of those 40 loaves, right, there are four types of loaves. Just read Parshas Saf. Four types of loaves, 10, 10, 10, 10. One out of every 10 goes to the Kohen. And you're not allowed to give him half a piece. You gotta give him a whole challah or a whole matzah. So therefore, you can't say half is kadosh, because if you say only half is kadosh, then the other half is going to be chulin lazara. It's going to be havas chulin lazara, and you're not allowed to bring chulin lazara. This relates, the Ritva doesn't quote it, but this relates to a fascinating machlokas in how to understand the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shechita regarding the issur of bringing chulin lazara. V'lo behema v'chaya belvad. Not only animals are you not allowed to bring into the azara, chulin lazara. Ela kol chulin otzer lachnitzin lazara. Afilu, so we would have said, even a chair you can't bring it, right? Not just animals, but what's the Rambam say? Afilu, and you got an 8-column Mishnah Lamelech. Afilu basar shchuta o peros vapas, even shechted meat, fruit, and bread. Im avar vechnisan mutar machilu kajayu. You're not allowed to bring it in. If you bring it in, there's still mutar to eat. But this is the isra of chulam azara. V'dvarim elu kulan dibre kabalahein. So the question is within the Rambam. Is the Rambam saying, this is Beis Machlokas Rishonim, the question is, what does the Rambam hold? Some Rishonim say, the Isra of Chulam Lazara is only something that's Ro'i al Gabi HaMizbeach. There's no Isra Daraisa of bringing a table into the Azara, even though it's Chulin. Only something that's Ro'i al Gabi HaMizbeach. So animals, or flour. So what is the Rambam, so that's Machlokas Rishonim in Chulin. So what does the Rambam mean here? He says, anything, even shechted meat and fruit and bread. So the Mishnah Lamelech here is a machlokas, but some say maybe the Rambam is specifically only something as well as Gabi Amizbeach, because bread, carbon toda, fruit, bikurim. So there are items that are brought to the Mizbeach, So therefore, maybe it's unclear exactly if the Rambam is giving specific examples or he's just giving examples and it's lav dafka. Okay, next. Itmar, says the Gemara. Kiddushin she'ein mesurin labia. Kiddushin that are not masur labia. Right, kiddushin that do not create a heter for bia. Abaye amar have a kiddushin. Rava amar lo have a kiddushin. Abaye says it still works. It's a kiddushin, and Rava says it's not a kiddushin. As we'll see, Hashem, not today, but tomorrow, Jason will do it with you. This is one of the yalkagams. This is one of the yalkagams. Generally, the halacha is like Rava, except in six cases in Shas, the halacha is like Abaye, and this is the kuf. Yal kigam kuf is kiddushin mesurin labia. There's a machlokas about some of them. The lamed, what's the lamed? Tosas and Erevin discusses what the lamed is, but some of them are clear. So kuf is kedushin mesurin labia, and this is one of the alkagams as we'll see tomorrow. But anyway, abay amar habi kedushin, it works. However, lo habi kedushin. Amar Rava barahina azbroli barahina, explained to me. Rava says the reason for my shita, why it's no good. Kikach ish isha uva ala, you marry a woman and you have bia kedushin mesurin labia habi kedushin mesurin labia lo habi kedushin. So it's based on a drasha. Interesting, the Gemara does not feel the need to quote a makkah for Abaya. It only quotes a svara for Rava. Abaya is as if, oh yeah, that's just obvious. You know, if you would have, what would you have said is obvious? Anyway, that's the Gemara. Very important Tosas. Tosas on top. Tosas quotes Rashi. But then he says, one second, Kedushin Seim Mesurin Labia is not a Kedushin. What happens if a Kohen marries a Grusha? What happens if you marry a Chayvi Lavin? You marry a Mamzer? Kedushin Tofsin. Right? Even though it's not Kedushin Mesurin Labia, it's also to live with this woman. Kedushin Mesurin Labia, so why does that marriage work? So Tosas has an important yisod. Tosas says, what does Kedushin Mesurin Labia mean? It means where the Isser was created through your Kedushin. Not where you have stam and isser beforehand, right? A grush is usher to a coin before the coin does anything. That he tries to marry her, okay, it's still usher. But what does Tosva say? Kiddushin mesurin labia klomer shoh isser habia al yedei kiddushin. Right? Because you marry your sister, that's why your wife's sister because you marry your wife's sister becomes usher to you. It's because of that marriage. Right? Beforehand, they were both mutter. Hecha shekiddush achat v'shein achios b'stam shemikodim ha-kiddushin ha-yisra kol achas v'hein muteres v'achshav ha-yidei kiddushin nesru shtein ava chayvi lavin isr ha-biya lo ba-yidei kiddushin kiddushin shemikodim ha-chein nesru b'biya kamal achar ha-kiddushin. That is the yisod of Tosfos. Ask the Avni Miluim, and Reb Chaim quotes it, one minute, we have a sugya called Breira. We have a sugya called, that sometimes, if even if something is not clear at the moment, later on it can become clear. Let's say it's on Shabbos, it's right before Shabbos, I don't have time to take off my sasheni from my cup of wine. So let's say I say, you know what? The wine that's left in the cup afterwards, that's going to be my sasheni. Oh, and then you can drink it, and whatever's left, it's not clear which drip of wine is going to be my sasheni. Breira! Breira, we pass Nish Breira by the Rabbanan, not by the Raisas. Huge sugi all over Shas. Whenever it comes up, we're somewhat scared, but you gotta do it. Mesechas Erevin, Mesechas other places where it comes up, Mesechas Gittin, we had it. So Breira, say, ask the Avni Milum, why don't we say Breira here? Why is this Kedushin Mesurin Labia? Go over to two sisters, marry them, and then tomorrow you'll say which one you meant, and which one you pick one. And Yesh Breira. So why don't you say that Breira works here? That's the Avni Milum's Kasha in Simon Mem Aleph, and he does not answer it. Ask the Kasha, he does not answer it. He said, I don't understand why. I'm sorry, at the beginning. On the next page, he does answer it, which sounds a little bit like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says it in one line. Where's this Reb Chaim? It's in the Hosafos at the back of the Gracha Lashas. In the Hosafos, it's Simon Yud Beis. He quotes his Avni Miluim, and he says, based on Tosfos, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says it's that the Kiddushin Mesurin Labia means that the Kiddushin creates the problem. Kiddushin creates the problem. What does that mean? The Kiddushin in general has to create a heter. And even by Breira, you don't look at it as if the Kiddushin created the heter. It's the Breira that created the Heter. Later on. It's not the Kiddushin that created the Heter. This relates to what we alluded to at the end of the year yesterday. Do you say certain things that go into by backwards in Lamafreya? Is it Lamafreya, Lamafreya, or Mekana Lahaba Lamafreya? If you say the idea of Lamafreya, Lamafreya, then what do you mean? Breira is the Kiddushin. It's as if it never happened. Mashenkin, if you say Mekana Lahaba Lamafreya, if that's how you view Breira, then it's not totally, you look back as if it never happened, but Beshaito, you still didn't say that it happened, then it's not the Kiddushin that's bound here. Right? The Etzem Maisa Kiddushin lo Mesurin Labia. Elamitan Breira lo Mikri Mesurin Labia. Tabina Shei Mosur Mitzad Etzem HaKiddushin. That's Reb Chaim, and Avni Miluim says something very similar. It's that, the Shas Kiddushin, it didn't work, so therefore it is not a problem. So again, one might add hashkafically, that's what I was alluding to before, Kiddushin has to be Matir. Kiddushin has to be a matir to you. If the Kiddushin doesn't allow you to live with her, that's it. It's anti-definitional. It's not going to work. Kiddushin has to be leading to the process of Yisuin. There is a das yachid in the Rishonim that after Kiddushin, the woman is aser mida oraisa to the chasen. That's a shita yeshana and Abu Dram in Maseches Ksubis, but we generally don't hold that way. They would have problems reading, figuring this out, because if you say that, so then every Kiddushin doesn't allow you to have the Bia. They have to figure out how to read this Gemara. But 98% of Rishonim hold that after Kiddushin, there is no longer an Issa Daraisa to live with this woman, so therefore she's anxious to everybody else, but not to the Chasan. So that's why Kiddushin is supposed to be the first stage of leading you closer, and if not, it's anti-definitional. Okay, so now the Gemara says. What about Brera by the case of Meiser? But you were Marba Meisers.
Yeah.
You gave more on purpose. That was the Havamina. You wanted to give more than 10%. It's not that Brera, you gave 10% from somewhere in here. That would be Brera. You wanted to give more. And now the Gemara answer from our Mishnah. Tanan. You're trying to marry your a mother and a daughter, or two sisters, ka'achas at once. They're not married. If you say to a mother and a daughter, one of you are married to, it would work. Only if you're trying to marry both of them, it wouldn't work. But if you marry one of them, even if you don't specify which one, it would be mekudeshes. Right? Raya to Abaya, Kasha and Rava, via my Kedushim, Shun Labiyaninu. Right? You didn't specify, so it's us, or each one might be the mother or the sister of the one you're really married to. But you have to do Rava. So I'm like, Rava, the little time, Rava says, what do you mean? What about the second half of the Mishnah? Ema Seifa, Maisa Bechamish Nashim, Ubahen Sheyachios. Right? The story of the five women. And there are two sisters amongst them. Malikat Achad Kalkala Shalta Eidim, Vishalahan Isa Vishalshvias Isa. There was a basket of figs that was theirs, but it was Shvias. Vamar Kari Kocha Mukudashas Liba Kalkala Zu. You're all married to me with this basket. Vyamar Chachamim Ein Achios Mukudashos. And what did the Mishnah say? The sisters are not married. The sisters are not married. Hanachrios mukudashos. But the non-related sisters, non-related women in this group of five, they are married to. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case here that the Mishnah is saying that they're married? Ilema da'amar kolchem. If the man says, you're all married to me, kolchem. So kani? So does it really, is it kone? It shouldn't work. At v'chamarhu. Kani, I'm sorry, kani at v'chamarhu, va v'chamar lo kana. Isn't it a case where, in Babasra, we have the case where you say to somebody, you and the donkey over there should each be Kona something. And obviously, the donkey's not being Kona anything. So if the donkey's not being Kona anything, the whole thing falls apart. So here too, but if you say Kolchem, just because the sister, since the sisters cannot be married to you, then the whole thing should fall apart. Lo Kana. Okay, says the Gemara, Elolav, so says Rava, what must be the case of the Mishnah? Da'amalu achas mikem. It must be a case of one of you. V'katani and achas mikudashos. And yet, it says, even if you say one of you, that both sisters are no good, but you abaya, according to you abaya, it should be good, because kedushim certainly be a good kedushim. So, each part of the Mishnah is difficult according to one of the shitas. So, la Rava kasha resha, la abaya kasha seifa. So the Gemara answers according to each one. Abaya matari sultame, Rava matari sultame. Each one is matari, it's according to their own opinion. Abaya matar zotame, Abaya who says that kiddushin are that are not misrul labia is still a marriage. He explains the Mishnah as follows: Hamakad eishu ubito ishavachos akachas inem kudashos. If you try to marry both of them at once, it doesn't work. Haachas meishu ubito or ishavachos mukudashos. But one of them, it would be good, even though you don't know who. But still, it's a good. It's still a marriage. V'im amar. But if he specifies haruuya labia tiskadishli, if he specifies the one that I can live with should be married to me, then even Abaya would agree inem kudashos. Because you made it tonight. Umay tsunami, and there's a story like that too. Bechamish nashim uvench de'achios. Velikid echad kalal shal te'enim v'amar hara u'yalimi kemtes kadeshli. That's the ukimta of the seifa, where he says, whoever's fit for me from you will be married to me. V'yamur chachal mein achis v'kudashos. So that's why it doesn't work. That's how Abaye can read the entire Mishnah. The Rava Matari Sultame, and Rava also can read the entire Mishnah. Hamakadish Achas, Rava who holds Kedushin Shemesur and Labia is Loavi Kedushin. So, Hamakadish Achas Meisha Ubita, or Achas Meisha Vachosa. If somebody tries to marry one of a mother, daughter, or two sisters, Nasa Kimi, it's just like Shekidish Ubita, Isha Vachosa. Like you try to marry both of them, Ka Achas Vinim Kudashos, because it's not Mesur and Labia, it's no good. Umay Sanami, and just take the Seifa Kipshuto. Bechamish Nashem Uvench Dayachios, the Seifa, you try to marry the five women. Velikid Echad Kachoshot Einim, Ba'amar Hari Kolchem. Right, all of you. You and one of the sisters should be married to me. The sisters are not married because it doesn't work. It's kedushin se'in mesurin le'bia. Fine. Tashma. Next case. Mishnah says later on. Hamakadish is bito stam. A man accepts kedushin for his daughter. It doesn't specify which daughter he accepts kedushin for. Ein habogros bechlal. The bogros, the older daughters, are not included. They're not in daughter because they're not in his rishus. Haktanos bechlau. But we would assume that all the ketanos daughters would be included, even if he has 10 daughters. V'yamai kedushim misurim labiyaninu v'tiv to the rava. Another kasha. How could the Mishnah say that he accepted the kedushin on behalf of all these young girls? Right, the chasa cannot live with any of them. Amalacha rava. Hachamai skinen kishen shem lagdalav ketana. Rava says no. That Mishnah is only where he has two daughters. He has two daughters. He has one older one, one younger one. So the bishop says, it's not the older one. In a bogros bechlal, so it's just the younger one, it's only one. The Gemara says, a bogros ktani. It says plural. The bogros are not included. So, no, my bogros da alma. No, it means da alma, meaning all the men in the world that do this, none of their older daughters are included. But each one only has one. Ihachi maila meimra. If that's true, then what's the chiddush? If you say the bogros is not bechlal, there's only one girl here. One ktani, she's married. It's kedushin amesur labia. Not even a Mitzur and Labiyah. So no. Hachamai eskinan deshavite shliach. The case is where he has one younger daughter, but the older daughter already said, Abba, if you see a good guy, you know, accept Kedusha for me, please. The shavite shliach, the older one, made the father a shliach for her. So ma'od etema, so you might have said, kimakabal kiddushi adadet didoka makabal. So you might say, in that case, he's accepted Kedusha for the older daughter. Kamash malan, now we say not. The loshavik inish mitid islay hanamine. A person does not leave something that he would get benefit from and do something that he would not get benefit from. So by Kedusha Ketana, he gets the money. He gets the money. So therefore, we say that he wouldn't do it. The Ron says, you know what you see from here? Let's say Reuven sent Shimon to buy him some land. And then Shimon turns around and says, Reuven, thank you, but I bought it for myself. So in that case, we trust Shimon. Why? Because he gets Hana. And anything you get Hana from, you know, overrides something that you're just doing for somebody else. That's what he said from this Gemara. He says, unless Reuven said, buy me that piece of land, a specific piece of land. So then the Ron says, he's specifying, so it must be that he's really going to do his shlichus. That's what the Ron says here. Okay. Email, so it says the Gemara, that's why we assume that he acted on behalf of his younger daughter, because he gets to keep the Kedusha Kasef. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Milo askina darmale Kedusha lididach. Maybe that Mishnah is included in your case where the older daughter says, get married for me, and you can keep the money. You can keep the money. That's our deal. Abba. So Gemara says, still, afilo hachilo shavik inish mitzvah de ram yalei, v'avin id mitzvah de lo ram yalei. A person doesn't leave a mitzvah that's incumbent upon him to do a mitzvah that's not incumbent upon him. And taking care of your younger daughter is a mitzvah that you should do. Ask the Ritva 1 minute. Didn't we learn on the first daf of this parak? Asur lo adam sheikadish bito ketana. Right, you can't. You're not allowed to. You're right, the Torah allows it, but you're not allowed to. So says the Ritva, it must be a case where the ketana is old enough to express her das. Right, and that's why, right? Maybe it means na'ara, and it's only ke'or, that's the second day, and it's just called ketana in contrast to bulgaris. So those are two pshatim that the Ritva gives. But it's also, what's the mitzvah here? What's the mitzvah? Rashi, last skinny line in Rashi, derami alei dichsiv, that's benosechem tunu la'anoshim. Right, it's a mitzvah derami alei, right? Quoting a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, but it wasn't Yirmiyahu. So look at the Gilui Hashas, says ayin ksubis nun beis amabes. I ain't super nubes mabes. So if he says to look this, you gotta look there. So nubes mabes, it talks also about super manadikra in a totally different context. And it quotes a pasuk to say, it's not a svara, it's a pasuk. And the Gemara says, do raisahu, dichsiv, and it quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, chunashim olidu banim ubanis, etc. And the Ritva there says, sometimes the Gemara will call something Da'oraisa, even though it's only based on a pasuk in Navi. Hanami Da'oraisa, the Ritva there, pirish, super nubes mabes, mitzvah Da'oraisa, himi divrei kabbalah. Avalochova. Right, so it's a mitzvah daraisa from different kabbalah. So we say daraisa usually means from the Torah. He says daraisa can have a more klali meaning. That's the Ritva over there. So a person would only do the mitzvah. That's what we assume he did the younger daughter. Sorry.
Why is it playing more to Oktana than a
Bogaris? A Bogaris is independent. She's not in the rishos of the father. She's not in the rishos of the father. That's not considered a nesina. Not considered a nesina of the father. She's getting married herself.
Is that more worried about the
Bogaris? Oh, so the Shram Siyana Balacha says, Shram Siyana Balacha here says, nowadays, people are more worried about their older daughters than about their younger daughters. Right? So he says, maybe it was switched. Dover Zelomi, Shaktana Mukudeshas Vadai, Yev Shaloma came bismanenu. Upukhazi, Tzahirim, Mishtalam Biyosa, Lahasi Agdolosh Vigdolos, Vialatsiru, Homer Adai Yishnozman. He quoted the Chasam Sofer in the past that anything that's totally on Tchunas HaNefesh Nishtana Lagarmi B'meshach HaGolios. Things could change over time. Say for this halacha might not apply B'zman HaZeh this Mishnah, said the Shram Zeran B'alacha, because, right, the Metzias is different. People are more worried about the older daughters. Toshma Mishi Yesh Lo Shteki De Bonus Mishtei Nashim. The Mishnah says later on, let's say I have two daughters from two different wives, right? I have four daughters. Ba'amar Kidashi Es B'ti Agdola, and the man says, I was Makadish, my older daughter. Veni Odea. Which one does that mean? Ima Gola Shebegdolos, does that mean the oldest daughter? Ima Gola Shebegdolos, or does it mean the older daughter from the younger wife that I have? Im Ktanos Shebegdolos, or maybe it's the younger daughter from the older wife that I have? Shegdolam and Gola Shebegdolos, who is older than the older daughter from the younger wife? Lamaisa, three out of four of my daughters might be called the older one, because they're older from somebody. So the Gemara says, Kulan Asuros, they're all Asur Misafek. Maybe the father accepted Kedushin for them. Chutz Miktanas Shabaktanas. Except for the youngest daughter. Dear Rabbi Meir, question mark. So again, you see, this is Kedushin Shabbat Masur and Labia. It shouldn't be good according to Rava. So Hachamayaskina, Kashahukru Lubasov Nazarvu. No, that case there is that the father knew who he accepted marriage for. Hukru, who was Nikar. And then he forgot. Then he forgot, so that's why it's different. Dekanami, and there's a riot. Tony, what does it say? In Yodeya. Vok Tony, in Yodua. Shvamina says, I don't know. Not that it wasn't known. Fine. Ihachi Malameh, then what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? Of course, if there's three girls here, and one of them is your wife, and two of them are not, then you can't marry any of them, because each one might be the sister of your wife. So, La Afuki Midi Rabbi Yossi is coming to say against Rabbi Yossi to Amar. Rabbi Yossi holds that a person never gets himself into a Safek, and therefore, he obviously, if he says my older daughter, he must have meant the oldest daughter. Kamashalan against that. The Machazinish Nafshil Sveika. A person does sometimes get into Sveikas. That is the principle. Tashma. Try to do one more. Tashma, Mishakidesh, Achle Mishayachios, Veniadea, Ezakidesh. A person marries one of two sisters, and he does not know which one he married. No, Singel Lazu, Veniadea Lazu. He has to give a get to each one. Mishnah, Misachas Yavamas. Alright, so again, it's Kedushin Mizur Labi if you marry one of two sisters. So Gemara answers, Hakamai Skina, Kashigur Lubsof Nazarbu. The same thing. That no, you knew which sister you married, and then you forgot. So that's why it, is Asr. Dekanami, the same thing, Dektani Enyo Deav, Loktani Enyo Dua. Right? So again, it says Enyo, doesn't say Enyo Dua, but Enyo Deav. Again, what's the chiddush? Then seifa tzrichalei. No, the seifa of that mishnah is the chiddush. What's the case? Again, a man marries two women, and he's not sure which one. So, which one of the sisters? So, meis v'lach echad. Let's say this guy who was married to one of these two girls dies, and he has a brother. So, cholis l'shnei, he has to do chalitza to both of them, because each one might be eishas ach. Hayulo shnayim. If there are two brothers, echad cholis v'lach miyabim. Then the first one does chalitza. And the second one does Yibam, because once the first one does Chalisa, the woman is not related to anybody. But the first one cannot do Yibam, right? Why? Because this woman might be Achos, right? Achos Zukukaso, right? Achos Zukukaso, therefore the first one cannot do Yibam. Im Kadmu Vakaso Yimisi No Samiyadam. But if he did do Yibam first, and then the second one did Yibam, so then we don't make them get divorced. V'dafka michlis v'hadu yavume. Right, but the generally we only allow chalitza first and not yibum because, as I mentioned, because there's no downside. Avu yavume v'hadu michlis lo. But if you do yibum first, we would not allow it. To kapaka b'achos zukukaso, because there's a chance that you're marrying your achos zukuka. But if once you did it, we say that it is okay. Why? If they both do yibum, why do we say the second one is okay? Because Rashi quotes from that Gemara there amazingly. Once the second one did yibum to the real Zakuka, so then that connection disappears, and Mamela, you're allowed to be, the first one is allowed to stay married, because it's no longer Acha Zakukaso. Right? Lama Freya, it disappears, and now she's just a regular, unrelated woman. Okay, we'll stop here. So tomorrow is Yalkagam, some Shemitah issues, and Kitshe Begezel, important sugya, on Daphne Bezim and Aleph on the bottom, Kitshe Begezel, and get into Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalam. Fun sugyas on the bottom of Nubezim and Base. Okay, we'll stop here. Agun Chaydesh.